Welcome to the Your Dating Bestie podcast. I'm Ellie Klein, your best friend for all things dating. As a professional dating mentor, kind of like the love child of Carrie Bradshaw and Crocodile Dundee, I help women go from dating sucks to dating success with my unique best friend approach. Ready to find your Mr. Right? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Hello and welcome to episode 20, Compatibility, Why Everything You Thought You Knew About It Is Wrong. Now, I know that sounds a bit arrogant, but I think this episode is going to be a game changer. One of those episodes you bookmark and re-listen to at a later date because it's that informative and helpful. Okay, how do you know when you found a compatible partner to share your life with? This is one of the most important questions you'll ever need to answer when it comes to your long-term romantic happiness, and yet no one ever teaches you how to answer it. Apparently, algebra and Shakespeare are far more important subjects. Ugh, don't even get me started on all the rubbish you learn at school when you could be learning valuable life skills. So, I'm going to teach you how to answer this important question in this podcast episode. Now, when I say the word compatibility, what are the first things that come to mind? I know you can't answer me directly, but let's go down the list of things I think you might say. 1, being fairly close in age. 2, sharing a race or culture. 3, holding similar religious beliefs. 4, holding similar political beliefs. 5, having many common interests. 6, being able to relate to each other's careers. And 7, being a similar level of physical attractiveness. It's not an exhaustive list, but it's a good start. If you found a partner who ticked all of these boxes, you'd be pretty darn compatible, right? Wrong. This list has next to nothing to do with compatibility, and I'm going to explain exactly why. Let's start with 1, being close in age. While it helps to have the same pop culture references, such as music, movies, or TV, and be at a similar life stage, such as both being students, or both working full-time, or both being ready to get married, or both wanting to have kids, just being close in age doesn't make you compatible. You're not necessarily more compatible with someone who's within 2 years of your age than you are with someone who's within 10 years of your age. Now, don't get me wrong, I think big age differences can be problematic, but not always, because age alone is not a marker of compatibility. Okay, 2, sharing a race or culture. Just because you're black and he's black, or you're Italian and he's Italian, doesn't mean you're compatible. It just means you have a sense of familiarity. These are two different things. Don't limit yourself to only dating men within your race or culture, because it's extremely limiting. You'll have more chances of finding a true love match if you date both inside and outside of your race or culture. 3, holding similar religious beliefs. Just because you're both Jewish, or you both believe in a higher power, or you'd both describe yourselves as spiritual, or you're both atheists, doesn't mean you're compatible. It just means you're in agreement when it comes to religion, or lack thereof. It's nice to agree on things, but simply holding similar religious beliefs is not a marker of compatibility. Are you seeing a pattern here? Okay, let's push on. 4, holding similar political beliefs. Just because you're both left-leaning, or both right-leaning, or both centrists, or you both couldn't care less if the country was being run by a president, a prime minister, or a pineapple, it doesn't automatically make you compatible. It just means you'll argue less over the daily news. Arguing less is a good thing in a relationship, but simply agreeing on politics isn't proof of compatibility. Are you getting sick of me yet? Well, hang in there because we have 3 more to go, but trust me, the payoff will be totally worth it. 5, having many common interests. Now, surely this one's a winner. The more common interests you have, the more compatible you are, yes? No. You do need to be able to spend time together, lots of time together, And it's nice when you both want to go hiking or to the beach or to the mountains or to the movies. And it's delightful if you both love horror films or reality TV or 90s grunge music or spending your Saturdays in search of the perfect ice cream flavor. But having 10 common interests with Jack and only 3 common interests with John doesn't necessarily make you more compatible with Jack. John is still in the running. Number 6. Being able to relate to each other's careers. What if you're a doctor and he's a nurse? Or he's a lawyer and you're a paralegal? Or you're a real estate agent and he's a property manager? Or you're both butchers, bakers, or candlestick makers? Doesn't that make you more compatible? Not necessarily. It's nice when your partner understands your career, but it's not integral to your compatibility. And finally, number 7, being a similar level of physical attractiveness. Now, of course, physical attractiveness is subjective, but you know what I mean. He's gym fit, you're gym fit. He loves tattoos, you love tattoos. You're clean cut and well dressed, he's clean cut and well dressed. You get the idea. Does being in the same physical attractiveness realm make you more compatible? Potentially, but it's not a given. Phew! Okay, babe, you hung in there through that long list, and now I'm going to reward you with the big reveal. What does make you compatible with a man? 3 things. 1, how much you enjoy his company. 2, how consistently well he treats you. And 3, how smoothly your relationship functions. That's it. There's only 3 items you need to check off your list to know whether or not you're compatible with a man and could potentially spend the rest of your life with him. But as with the first list, let me explain each one in a little more detail so you fully understand. Number 1, how much you enjoy his company. When I say this, I'm referring to 4 things. 1, how much you enjoy his company on a friendship level. 2, how much you enjoy his company on a romantic level. 3, how much you enjoy his company on an intimate level. And 4, how much you enjoy his company on an acceptance level. Friendship level means talking, laughing, and spending time together. Romantic level means attraction, affection, and romantic gestures. Intimate level means sex. And acceptance level means being able to accept him as he is because you appreciate his qualities and are genuinely able to let go of his flaws rather than feeling the need to nag him or change him. None of these levels will ever be perfect, and some will be stronger than others, but they need to be good enough to spend a lifetime with someone. If you enjoy his company on every level, you've just ticked off compatibility marker number 1, company. Now, number 2, how consistently well he treats you. In order to be happy in a life partnership or marriage, your partner or husband needs to treat you well at least 90% of the time. He needs to be a good listener, a good communicator, and a team player. He needs to be honest, loyal, and trustworthy. He needs to be thoughtful, generous, and empathetic. And he needs to pull his weight with the housework, kids, and pets. You will not be happy with a man whose company you enjoy but who doesn't treat you well. But if you like how he treats you as much as you enjoy his company, then you can tick off compatibility marker number 2, treatment. And finally, number 3, how smoothly your relationship functions. There are 2 aspects to this, commitment and conflict resolution. If you're a client of mine or you've listened to my other podcast episodes, you'll probably remember my saying about commitment. Here it is again. Commitment is a series of mini commitments. It's something that slowly but surely progresses over time and is verbally discussed and agreed upon. It means you gracefully move from dating to exclusivity to being boyfriend-girlfriend to living together to happily ever after, whatever that means to you as a couple. It could just mean being life partners and sharing a home. It could mean the whole shebang, buying a house, getting engaged, planning a big wedding, getting married, and having kids or pets. If you can't agree on a certain level of commitment, your relationship isn't progressing or functioning very smoothly. Okay, let's say you're committed to each other. How often do you fight and how quickly do you recover from those fights? This will determine how smoothly your relationship functions. Ideally, you don't fight very often. And when you do, it's resolved quickly, easily, and fairly. No lingering resentment or silent treatments. If you're committed to each other but want to learn how to get along a bit better, go to couples counseling. Communication and conflict resolution are skills you can learn, but only if you both want to. Now, having said all that, there are some deal breakers. If you want completely different lifestyles, it won't work. For instance, if you want to have kids and he doesn't, or vice versa, it won't work. Or if you want to live in the city and he wants to live in the country, or vice versa, it won't work. Bad habits and addictions can also be deal breakers. For instance, if you don't want to spend your life with a smoker and he has no intention of quitting smoking, it won't work. If you don't want to spend your life with someone who gets drunk or high on a regular basis, even if it's legal, it won't work. And if he or you has a serious addiction, it won't work. Addictions can be overcome, but I'd advise against you getting into a new relationship where there's an addiction to be overcome. It's just not a great start to things. Finally, let me go back to that original list and quickly run down why they're not necessarily markers of compatibility. 1. Being fairly close in age. This can play a role in you enjoying each other's company and being ready for a certain level of commitment, but don't let simply being close in age trick you into believing you're compatible. There are exceptions to every rule, and your Mr. Right might end up being a little older or younger than you expected. Personally, I'm not a big fan of big age differences, but David is 10 years older than me. I wanted someone youthful, and that's exactly what I got. David looks younger, dresses younger, and has a much younger vibe than a lot of men my own age. 2. Sharing a race or culture. You might think you want someone who's also black, or also Italian, or also Scandinavian, but what you really want is someone whose company you enjoy, who treats you well, and who's fully committed to you. Focus on what's important. If your Mr. Right ends up sharing your race or culture, great. But if he brings his own beautiful race or culture to the table, that's also great. 3. Holding similar religious beliefs. As long as you both understand and respect each other's religious beliefs, you don't need to share a religion. Sometimes it can even be double the fun. For instance, kids who get both Christmas presents and Hanukkah presents will never complain about their parents having different religious beliefs. And a believer and an atheist can live happily ever after if they're able to accept each other's different points of view when it comes to life and death. 4. Holding similar political beliefs. Again, as long as you both understand and respect each other's political beliefs, you don't need to vote the same way. Instead of mindlessly agreeing on everything, you'll probably end up having some really interesting discussions and maybe even teaching each other a thing or two. 5. Having many common interests. A long, happy life with someone isn't about how many things you do together, but how well you get along. It's important to have some common interests, but it's also important to have some separate interests. So when you get together, you have something new to talk about. 6. Being able to relate to each other's careers. There are pros and cons to your partner understanding your job or industry. They might be able to empathize more, but they'll also be able to criticize more. If he works in the corporate world and you're a school teacher, for instance, all that matters is that he respects what you do. He doesn't need to understand what it's like to wrangle a room full of little kids or rowdy teenagers to draw you a bath or massage your feet after a long, hard day. And 7, being a similar level of physical attractiveness. If he's gym fit and you're not, you might assume you need to start going to the gym. But if he's with you, it's because he finds you attractive as you are. He might like your soft curves or the fact that he can have some alone time at the gym rather than you tagging along or commenting on his form. Just strive to be your best self. Your Mr. Right will love it and your Mr. Wrong will move along. And when he does, good riddance. He wasn't the one. Now, if you want to have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did, here's my number one tip. Stop passively consuming dating advice and start actively learning how to date more effectively. Dating advice alone won't help you find love. All these articles, podcasts, videos, books, and courses are actually keeping you stuck. You don't need more information. You need implementation, someone to help you apply the advice. That's why I take a unique best friend approach to helping my clients find love. Inside the Your Dating Bestie community, you'll receive my step-by-step blueprint for finding Mr. Right, but more importantly, 24/7 access to me to help you implement it. You'll also receive a professionally written dating profile to make you irresistible online, and you'll be welcomed into a supportive group of like-minded ladies. No more going it alone or trying to figure out this whole dating thing by yourself. Care to join us? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Are you an attractive, intelligent, and fun-loving woman with a big heart and you can't figure out why you're still single? Well then, my free report has all the answers. It's called Why You're Still Single: 7 Reasons a Luscious Lady Like You Hasn't Found Her Mr. Right Yet. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com.